we weren't gone for that long, but how was your break? What were you able to do, I guess, over the last month or so? Maybe recuperate a little bit.
Yeah, it was good to just reset after a long year. Felt like we played a lot of games as a team, so it was good to recharge a little bit. Went back to Florida, got some sun. That's always nice. But, man, I think we're all excited to be back. To get after it again for a successful 2024 season.
Yeah, what's it been like these first few days? Obviously, a lot of new faces on the coaching staff, on the field as well. How have those adjustments been going?
Yeah, no, you said it. A lot of new faces with the team, coaching staff. So I think it's about getting acclimated. But the one thing that I can definitely say is the intensity's been very high, and that's what you want the first few days of preseason to really push each other. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit of time to get familiar with each other's tendencies, but you know, that's what preseason's for, and you know, I think the first few days have been fantastic.
And then just talking about, I guess, your role in this team right now, we talked to Pablo a little bit yesterday about how you might be pushing up a little bit further in the field, attacking a little bit more this season, and then especially with guys like Sava and Rubio gone, what do you kind of miss with those guys, and what are you kind of looking to maybe add to your game this year?
Yeah, you know, obviously, Sava's a great attacking player. We're going to miss his goals and assists, but, you know, that falls on everybody else to produce. And with me further up the field, hopefully I can add some stats in that regard. I'm excited for the challenge. You know, been learning it the last few days and getting comfortable with it. It's going to require a lot of work, but it's work that I'm willing to do. And, you know, I'm excited. I think getting further up the pitch will be nice, hopefully combined with our new attackers, and we can find some success there.
Who are some of those guys that you've been connecting with well, gelling with early?
Yeah. You know, obviously we're missing a few guys with Chicho and Andres and guys like that being gone still. But Chang and I have had a great relationship over the past few years stemming back to Monarch. So we're continuing to build in our relationship with outside back winger, trying to find Anderson Julio at top and getting him involved. And then, you know, incorporating the new guys like Fidel. He's a young kid. But everybody can see he's got loads of talent, so it's about getting him the ball in good spaces and playing with him.
Fidel's been really lively his first couple of days of camp here. There's a little bit of a kind of a USL explosion momentum around him, a little bit like when Diego came in a couple years ago from the same league. What were just kind of some of your first impressions when you watched him play?
Yeah, I think he looks really sharp. I've seen him get out of some tight situations with some really good footwork. So you can see he's got all the talent in the world, and obviously it's going to take time for him to get used to the MLS level, but with a full preseason under his belt, hopefully come day one, he'll be raring to go.
Is it just another example of one of the youngest teams in the MLS continuing to get younger, and how exciting is that for somebody like you to go, hey, you know, like, we're just a bunch of young bucks, like, let's get after it?
Yeah, it's a little weird. I'm one of the more experienced guys
on
the team. And,
I know.
I've never been in that role before, but it's been great. You know, I'm trying to take on a new leadership role, which is new for me, and kind of brings me out of my comfort zone, which is good. But, man, we have some fantastic young players in our group with Fidel, and then Diego coming back from national camp soon. So it's just about getting them the ball in good spaces and playing off of them and seeing what they can do.
Are you excited to play against Messi?
Yeah, I'm excited. February 21st, it's on the calendar.
And I imagine you're probably requesting a couple extra tickets for that game.
Yeah, I know. I probably should talk to somebody about that sooner rather than later, because I got loads of family and friends in Orlando that are going to make the drive down.